Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. A hiker found human remains in Anchorage on Monday. The Anchorage Police Department says it may take weeks to identify the body, which was discovered in a wooded area between the Tony Knowles Trail and Cook Inlet. Lieutenant Anthony Henry tells the Anchorage Daily News that the body may have been there for weeks based on its state of composition, though Henry says recent heavy rains could have accelerated the rate of decay. Henry adds that medical examiners will likely have to analyze dental records to identify the body. An Alyeska helicopter crashed last night at Anchorage's Merrill Field Airport during training. All two people were able to walk away from the crash. The National Transportation Safety Board says the helicopter crashed at 6:15 on Tuesday evening. Investigator Clint Johnson tells KTUU that the Robinson R-22 helicopter rolled over as it touched down. Johnson adds that the aircraft was substantially damaged. The reason for the crash is under investigation. A second oil and gas lease sale for the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska was announced Tuesday by Alaska's Interior Secretary Ken Salazar. The sale is for 4.5 million acres separated into about 400 tracts of land. Senator Mark Begich is in support of the sale as he is hoping for improvements to the current NPRA plan in Washington. Begich is anticipating the creation of a pipeline to bring oil from offshore sites to the Trans-Alaska pipeline, as well as new gas and oil development. He was opposed to Salazar's plan for the NPRA, which limited the amount of acres able to be developed, a plan announced in August. According to Salazar, the gas and oil lease sale will be in Anchorage on November 7th, just one day after Election Day. The state of Alaska has hired a consultant to advise the Parnell administration on oil taxes. Deputy Revenue Commissioner Bruce Tangman says the contract with Econ One Research is not to exceed $658,000. The company is researching the oil production picture over the last 10 years for Alaska and other oil-producing regions. Tangman says that research will lay the groundwork for proposed changes to Alaska's oil tax structure. The Parnell administration is waiting to craft a new bill since the administration wants to see the analysis first. It's not known how long Econ One's contract will stretch. The goal is to keep them on through January at least when the legislative session begins so the consultants can testify before lawmakers. A proposed federal spending bill would increase funding for cleanup of abandoned wells in the Alaska Arctic. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who sits on the Appropriations Committee, announced that $6.5 million is being proposed for the cleanup and remediation of so-called legacy wells. A spokesman says a focus of that funding will be work in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. Some 136 wells were drilled under the federal government's direction as part of an exploratory oil and gas program from the 1940s to 1980s. The wells are managed by the Bureau of Land Management. BLM Alaska has gotten about $1 million a year to manage legacy wells. It has been working with the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission to prioritize well site cleanup. The two sides have differed on which sites are problems. The Nome Emergency Shelter Team is gearing up for its winter season. Nest won't open until November, but Shoney Evans, Nest's soup maker, is looking for donations of fish, meat, and game to prepare soup for its overnight guests. For the past three winters, Shoney Evans has made soup in her home kitchen for the shelter. During the shelter's seven-month season last year, Evans made an estimated 6,720 cups of soup. Sue Steinecker, Nest's part-time director, says the overnight shelter opened in 2009 to prevent people from freezing to death during sub-zero winter nights.
Every winter, one or two people in Nome were freezing to death because they didn't have adequate shelter because they had too much to drink. And so the shelter began out of a volunteer effort to give people a safe, warm place to sleep at night.
Steinecker adds that last year, thanks to Nest's extended season, Gnomes Hospital saw a 25% drop in alcohol-related ER visits, and Gnomes Police saw a 33% drop in 12-hour holds.
It's a tremendous relief for families across the region when their loved ones come into Gnome. They know that they don't have to worry that that person ends up sleeping on the street or in a snowbank or an abandoned car, that they have peace of mind all winter that their loved ones had a place to stay.
To hear more about Nest, Shoni Evans, and soup making, listen to Profiles today after the 9 o'clock and 6 o'clock weather. The price of gold in New York is down $12.70 from yesterday, trading at $1,748.90 an ounce. An ounce of silver is at $33.88, up 4 cents from yesterday, and a pound of zinc is at 93 cents. Flight 151 arrived in Nome a few minutes early this morning. It landed in Nome at 8:58 and is expected to depart for Kotzebue at 9:49. It's unofficially 37 degrees outside the KNOM studios in downtown Nome, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock.